Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the strategic insights and innovative approaches empowering businesses to break through growth plateaus and master their digital destiny. Today, we are diving into the essential world of fractional CMO strategy, focusing on how clarity, expertise, and trust can transform an organization's growth engine. In a competitive market, where the right strategy is the key to building momentum, leveraging executive-level marketing leadership without the full-time cost is a powerful advantage. Our guest is a strategic digital marketer with over a decade of experience, dedicated to helping businesses cut through the noise and turn campaigns into growth engines. Joining us today is Manuel Rodriguez, Marketing Manager at Able & Haw, a fractional CMO agency. Manuel, an immigrant from Venezuela, built his career by treating everything like a business, learning to position himself and create value under pressure. Able & Haw specializes in providing strategic marketing leadership and execution for established companies with a focus on independence-focused solutions. Today, we will discuss Manuel's journey and the power of adaptability, the biggest trust barriers SMEs face with agencies, how to leverage existing resources for marketing success, and the strategic value of the fractional CMO model. Let's dive in. Manuel, welcome to the podcast. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you, SK. Very happy to be here and excited for the topics ahead.
Thank you. Manuel, your personal journey of coming to Canada as an international student from Venezuela in 2010 and successfully rebuilding your life and career from scratch is incredibly inspiring. How did your early experience navigating uncertainty as an immigrant shape your approach to growth? And how do those same skills now help companies compete and thrive?
Well, like most entrepreneurs, it all starts with a dream, and like most immigrants. So from there, this is what I want to do. And then I make a strategy, how to make it happen, navigating go from what I wanted to study to where I wanted to study in Canada was the right choice for me. From there, I didn't have any, my resources were limited. I couldn't afford lawyer fees. So it was on me to review all the documentation on the Canadian immigration website, fill out all my forms, and hope for the best. Hopefully that the outcome would grant me my first visa. And that was the process throughout, from my first study permit and applying to the university, to my permanent residence, to finally obtaining citizenship. And that was a long process. It took about 13 years all in until I got my citizenship. And I had one shot. There was really no plan B. My parents could afford to pay for my education, but one, I couldn't change majors. There was just one shot and just to make it happen. So I had to make every decision very carefully. That journey really trained the same muscles business need when the stakes feel very high and when the stakes are very high. You have to focus on what truly moves things forward, not on noise. You have to work within your real constraint and find that path to results. Find the solutions to each challenge as they come and adapt, have an incredible flexibility to changing conditions. Then you have to understand the system well enough to own those decisions, not just follow them. So when I sit with founders, leadership teams, I recognize that feeling of having only one chance to get to the next stage right. My work now is to bring that discipline into marketing. Clear strategy, smart use of limited resources, and a path they can own long after the engagement ends.
Right. That's a very honest and compelling origin story, Manuel. You know, it highlights the adaptability and clarity are universal skills that drive success in both personal and business contexts. The journey of an immigrant entrepreneur is clearly a testament to the power of grit, adaptability, and the ability to turn a survival mindset into a long-term craft. Now, let's explore a key challenge for many small and medium-sized businesses, you know, trusting external partners. Manuel, you often hear from Canadian business owners about the challenges they have faced with freelancers and agencies, which make it hard for them to fully trust external partners. What trust barriers do SMEs face with agencies, and how can they build more transparent, accountable partnerships that give them greater control of their marketing?
That's exactly right. So many SMEs come to us with a mix of hope and skepticism. They've had a mix of good and bad experience with varying degrees of success. For the big trust barriers feel very familiar. Reporting that looks impressive but doesn't answer what changed for the business. What was the impact? A channel first thinking that drives tactics instead of goals. And dependency on this agency black box that makes it hard to leave or build in an in-house capability. So for us, better partnerships start when both sides commit to clarity. I ask every client to define success in business terms first. Revenue, margin, pipeline, not just impressions or clicks. Then every report and every experiment ladders back to that. I also make the thinking visible, why we chose a channel, what we tested, what we learned, and what we are changing next. When a client can explain their marketing decisions in their own words, trust goes up and dependency goes down. Strong agency relationships feel less like outsourcing and more like co-owning the growth engine.
Manuel, it's clear that transparency and empowering the client are the keys to rebuilding trust in the consulting space. And, you know, like rebuilding trust with external partners is clearly achieved by demanding accountability, transparency, and collaborative solutions that empower the client. Now, let's discuss the core solution Able and Hope Pro offers, the fractional CMO model. Many business owners, Manuel, say that they lack the time and expertise to handle marketing well. Able and Hope fractional model directly addresses this resource constraint. How does the fractional CMO model help SMBs gain strategic marketing leadership without full-time cost? And how do you make growth both effective and manageable?
Well, fractional support works best when you match the level of leadership to the stage of the business. Some companies need a fractional CMO. Others need a fractional marketing director. Others may need a very hands-on marketing manager. The right fit depends on your goals, your revenue stage, and the team that you already have or lack thereof. So to get more specific, a fractional CMO plugs into the leadership table. That role connects marketing to your P&L, shapes your go-to-market strategy, aligns sales, finance, and product around the same growth plan. Then a fractional marketing director turns strategy into execution. That role builds that roadmap, prioritizes channels, and keeps internal and external teams moving in sync. A fractional marketing manager lives in the day-to-day. That role builds campaigns, looks after reporting, and runs the weekly testing rhythm. This model helps SMEs buy the level of thinking and execution that they need, not more overhead that they can carry. My job is to be very honest about where you are, choose a small number of strong bets, and build everything in a way that can eventually be handed to your internal team if that's where the path of your company is. Or we can keep working together as, you know, that's a decision later on made once things are great and successful. It goes back to that business leader, that entrepreneur. What would you like to take your business next?
That's a very clear, you know, strategic framework, Manuel. It highlights that the fractional model is the most effective way for SMBs to access high-level expertise and overcome resource constraint. And now let's look at the philosophy of independence-focused solutions and its measurable success. Hey, Canadian entrepreneurs, are you struggling to break through growth plateaus? Learn from Manuel Rodriguez, fractional CMO and founder, about building trust in agency relationship, how to manage your marketing with limited resources, and how able and how independence-focused solutions can help you achieve sustainable, measurable growth. Now, let's continue our conversation with Manuel. Manuel, helping clients reach the point where they no longer need a fractional CMO, what you call graduating, is one of Able and How's biggest wins. How does your independence-focused model helps clients build in-house marketing teams, reduce agency dependency, and create more sustainable relationships?
Yeah, it goes to our main mission. We value relationships more than anything else. At Able and How, the goal is not to keep clients in this sort of black boss hostage like environment forever, like creating that dependency. It's quite the opposite. It's creating the co-owning that growth engine together. It's our goal to help them graduate if that's the path that they have for their business. We're proud to say that roughly a third of our clients in the last couple of years have moved on to build strong in-house teams with our support. And that is a success story for us. We're really proud of that. The independence model rests on three habits, co-building instead of just delivering. We invite clients into thinking, not only delivering final assets, hiring and training with an exit in mind. We can help that you're at that stage where like, I'd like to build an internal team. We can help with that, with the hiring, with the training. And then you have the benefit of having us as support. We have that build that strong and trusting relationship that if the internal team struggles to adapt or things happen, then you have us to still fall back on with full knowledge of where you're at and what's your strategy and the execution. So it's really a great backup. Then we're setting a clear horizon. From the start, we talk about what graduation looks like, what needs to be true for the client to feel confident on running things internally. That approach creates a healthy relationship. Clients know we are investing in their long-term capability, not just in the next retainer cycle. We know that if we do our job well, they will outgrow the version of us they first hired. And that's exactly the point.
That's an inspiring business model, Manuel. You know, I believe it reframes the agency relationship as a strategic capacity builder, you know, fully aligned with the client's long-term independence. Finally, let's discuss the future of digital transformation and your vision for Able and How. Manuel, you are fluent in AI, search engine marketing, and data analytics. You believe digital transformation is necessary for Canadian SMEs. With digital marketing and AI evolving so fast, how can SMBs stay ahead, you know, without feeling overwhelmed? And what is your long-term vision for Able and How's role in that journey?
Yeah, the answer is going to surprise you. It goes back to the fundamentals. So yeah, when we're talking about AI and digital right now, it's overwhelming. I feel overwhelmed. Most of us feel overwhelmed. The pace of work in general keeps accelerating. We're all doing more, creating more, testing more. Yet the question that lingers is, are we actually getting anywhere? Are we making a difference? And the real problem is usually not effort, it's direction. To avoid burnout, you need three things: clarity, leverage, and confidence. When those are missing, you start having a strategic drift. It looks like you're saying yes to every new platform, copying competitors, chasing trends, losing sight of the original business objective. So you start moving a centimeter in 100 directions, but it doesn't move you a kilometer in any single one. Strategy is a decision layer. Strategy is the compass and tactics are the steps. Strategy answers where we're going and why, and tactics answer how we'll get there. A simple way to look at the business strategy is just answering five key questions. What is your winning aspiration? Where will you play? How will you win? What capabilities must be in place? And what management systems do you need? If you answer those questions clearly, then you stay focused to your goal. And another big recommendation in terms of messaging is there's an appeal to have a messaging that is very broad. But messages that are broad gets ignored easily. So focus messaging is what gets remembered. So that's something really important for any entrepreneur to keep in mind. AI sits on top of that. AI is a force multiplier. But AI cannot fix chaos, average offers, or indecision. It will amplify whatever you hand it. Yeah. a well-defined strategy has never been more valuable. Before AI, strategy often lived in a deck. You built it at the end of the year, and that was it. You communicated once, then forgotten. After AI, the best teams treat strategy as a living document that feeds everything else. Strategy becomes context for all marketing and advertising, connected to daily decision and easy to reference. My vision for Able & How is to help SMEs build that kind of living strategy, something clear enough for people to act on, strong enough to guide AI and media, and simple enough that the team can keep using it long after we step out of the room.
That's ambitious and inspiring vision, Manuel. You know, it's clear that strategic vision and adaptability are key to navigating the future of digital marketing. Manuel, if there is one key message you want Canadian SME listeners to remember, you know, about investing confidently in their marketing strategy, what would it be?
Yeah, I would like for them to remember one thing. Marketing is not just the cost to survive this quarter or this reporting period. Marketing is an asset. It's how you sell. You're building a growth engine for your foreseeable future, at least the next 5 years. You need solid positioning, a clear message, a repeatable way to generate demand, and a good handle on your numbers. This all compounds over time. Those pieces give you the option when market shifts. They give you leverage when you want to grow or exit. So instead of asking only how much will this campaign cost, a better question is, what part of our growth engine are we building with this investment? And how will that serve us a year from now? When you have a partner that can help you answer that, confidence in your marketing strategy gets much easier.
That's a powerful and actionable message, Manuel. It sends a direct message, like, you know, like actions and, you know, like motivation all is everything that you need to get more and more successful. Manuel, it has been a pleasure having you on the podcast. Thank you for sharing your expertise and vision with us.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure.
That was an insightful conversation with Manuel Rodriguez, marketing manager at Able & How, on building trust in consultancy and agency relationships, digital transformation and innovation for Canadian SMEs, and overcoming SME marketing and resource challenge. Thank you for tuning in to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. We appreciate your continued support. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more expert insights and resources that can help your business thrive. You can also visit our website, canadiansme.ca, for valuable information and tools. A special thank you to our podcast partners, RBC, UPS, A1 Global College, ADP, and Google for their ongoing commitment to empowering small businesses in Canada. Until next time, keep innovating and striving for success. We will see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit canadiansme.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.